What's going on, guys? Who's today here? Welcome to another episode of Afrobeats Weekly, your podcast about African music on the continent and the diaspora. Happy Easter to you and yours, wherever you're listening from. It's a public holiday in Nigeria tomorrow. My Canadian people, what do you have in like good roads and constant power? You get them for public holiday here. So happy holidays. Welcome to the first of the month. Don't believe any headlines you see today. I've told you my own. If you like, go and see my headline. Heart attack. It's April 1st. It's the Afrobeats Weekly Podcast. In case this is your first time listening, this is the podcast on all things Afrobeats. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Before we get into today's episode, I need you guys to please rate and review this episode and engage with us. It helps us grow, helps us get noticed. So as you're listening from your favorite app right now, leave that 5-star rating, comment. We'd appreciate it. Thank you very much. On today's episode of Afrobeats Weekly, we are still on all things genre or no genre. We'll be talking about Beyoncé's Cowboy Carter album and, you know, how Afrobeats or what Afrobeats artists can learn from it. And as usual, new songs, followers of the week, turntable charts, eliminates, and all that other good stuff. What's good, my G? What's good?
Yo, what's good, man? How you doing?
I did.
How was your week, man?
Not too bad. The usual, you know, nothing too crazy going on around here. I was saying Ashaketi Kes, I think I was seeing some drops again.
Yo, man, further drops, and
that shit.
Hopefully it doesn't get canceled. You know, knock on wood. I'm not part of the people that want it canceled, but hopefully it doesn't get canceled.
Hopefully it doesn't get canceled, man. And I also saw news on Shay Vibes surpassing Ashake on Audio Mark as like the number one artist, and they're not even saying Nigerian artists, like the most streamed artist on Audio Mark. That's them Shay Vibes. Yeah, surpassed Ashake.
Yo, the streets.
Yeah, streets, man. That's where they at. Audio Mark.
Yo.
I remember I was at Blanco. Blanco is like a shop here for all you guys that are listening from out diaspora and everything. Like all them big supermarkets. Different pattern came on, and the way everybody started singing along, you know, that kind of thing, like when it just came on, everybody started singing and everybody started looking at each other like, oh, you know this song, oh, you know this song, oh, you know this song. I was like, God, this guy has gone, man. I was so surprised. Everybody was just singing along to that song.
Yo, man, that is crazy, man. That is crazy. I don't see it, but that's why I feel like everybody has their own market, man. Just cater to your market, you know. Just cater to your market, man. And that kind of makes me understand, like, so if Shay Vibes had to, like, you know, want to start doing the tours around the world, like, definitely his market is not going to be Burna's markets, which is not going to be the same thing with his market. So different venues should fit, you know, where your market is. And I feel like they dropped the ball on that with Ashake, because I feel like, if they had seen the numbers and seen everywhere what the market is, they would have known, oh, look, okay, cool, he's only really dope with the diaspora Nigeria market, and within that is not everybody. So they would have known how to cater this concert to. But hey, here we are.
Hopefully, like you said, hopefully they don't cancel it. Hope maybe when the thing gets to like maybe 50% or 40%, they get like more people to buy it. But yeah, we'll be here waiting and watching from, because I have plenty Canadian correspondents. So I'll let you guys know how that goes. Let's get into some news. We'll get into the fan mail, because the fan mail is from Paul, and Paul wrote us like a novel. Shout out, Paul. So let's just get to the news. We'll get to the fan mail. They'll kind of like just, you know, make it work into today's topic. It's Burna. We're kicking off the news with Burna making history, as I told them, surpasses 400 million streams. Burna has become the first African artist to have three of his albums surpass 400 million streams on Spotify. The African giant achieved this feat after his seventh album, I told them, crossed the 400 million mark. The album joins African Giant and Love Damini as the albums that have surpassed 400 million mark stream. And this is incredible. I mean, the album came out and it was like a, yeah, like mixed reviews, if I was to say that.
What? Oh yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know from whom. I don't know from whom, but
I think he had mixed reviews. Can you remember the Pitchfork one that they were, you know, looking at his character? Was he Rolling Stone? One of
those guys. Yeah.
So okay, he had like mixed. Yeah. So you know, I remember. I had like mixed reviews. You know, the direction of him going very hip hop, and so a lot of people were not feeling it. But I think if you go back to listen to that album, it really plays very well. I listened to it again when this thing came out, and when I wanted to do the Eliminate. So it really plays very well. I like it a lot. I enjoy it, and I mean, it's doing the numbers. It's burner. So here we are, 400 million mark. Impressive stuff. Impressive stuff. So still keeping it numbers wise. Love Wanting to extend his record as the highest IRAA certified Nigerian song. Smash hit single, first released in 2019, is the lead track of CK's EP CK the First, and it has been certified 8 times platinum by the RIAA. Love Wanting Thing, which is one of the Afrobeat songs propelled to commercial success by TikTok, continues to extend its record as the most certified Nigerian song in the US. This record has enjoyed success in the US, where it peaked at number 26 on the Billboard Hot 100. Love Wanting Thing first went platinum in January 2022, just months after going viral on TikTok. It was certified 8 times platinum on March 27, 2024. So the song is still doing big numbers. I know in a couple of years' time, it looks like it's going to hit like 10 times platinum, which is going to be another record. So crazy stuff, man.
Shout out CK, man.
CK, what emo Afrobeats, as he calls it.
Really? Oh.
Yeah, that's what he calls it. That's what he calls his music. Anyways, let's get into Paul's fan mail. So over to you, Show. I feel like if I read this...
It's okay. Like, because first of all,
passing the ball, just read it, man.
No problem. All right, so let's start it off. Okay, so peace to the gods. First of all, Show's a hater. You know, that's why I wanted to read it, just for the fact that he called me a hater. It says, I agree with Tunde. Like, how can you say Breeze is a bad song? Bedu on top vibes, kills drops, White Givenchy since, and I didn't think much of it, but I heard a snippet of Breeze when the album dropped and went to stream the album back to back to back. Okay, co-hosts, they calm down a bit. Like I said, you know what? I'm not going to go on that. Let's move on. So he moves on to say, on FC's Pop Series rant, FC's Pop Series, in case you don't know, is Wiz. It's a couple of things. He reasons with us on our take on this. Yeah. With the Bad Bunny reference, Wiz in the moment, and might get appreciated the full extent of his impact they made bring our music to such a global acceptance and respect. Maybe he will in a few years. I also understand Wiz not wanting to be boxed in, but the truth is, the music we're putting out right now is definitely different. We have R&B artists like Fumbi, Rick Hassani, etc. that are doing pure R&B. And not that's what 001 and Co are doing. We have hip-hop artists like AQ, Loose, Boogie, and all those battle rap artists, you know, dropping full projects, staying true to the genre, but not the dance vibes on vibes tunes we call Afrobeats today. Brackets. But STC is a fine balance of hip-hop and vibes, palm wine music. I digress. So that's that tag right there. So he says... Maybe the tagline shouldn't be Afrobeats. Wiz correctly said, fella started Afrobeats.
Yeah.
What could it Dynasty, Sheun, Made, Femi do with a signature sax tune is really Afrobeats. If you want to put it like Afrobeats. But let's just stop right there on that part. Like, is it now that all these different artists are doing different genres of music? And so we can't just label everything Afrobeats, and what Wiz is saying is true, can be boxed in. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, so I don't think my stance has changed much on this. I know, like, you are still trying to fight the label of the Afrobeats with the S. Like, that everybody, you know, some may hate it, some may love it. But I feel like it is already accepted. So we should just roll with it. Like, if you don't want to be boxed in, like I said, I think 2 episodes ago, make music in the genre you want to make music. And I assure you, there will come a time where you won't be boxed in. I get, like, maybe he feels like he missed with Essence in, like, the, you know, them boxing him under the Afrobeats category as opposed to just pure R&B or pure hip-hop, whatever the music is making is. But there's that's just the beginning. So, but for now, there's really nothing you can do. And if we, again, let me use the Beyoncé comparison, since she has even dropped an album that, and everybody, almost, I don't know if you've listened to the album. The album, the album is country as fuck, but she's still from, you know, some of our pop, this thing at the elements at the end in terms of like pop music. But if you hear the album, in country music, she, you know, employs the help of a lot of country artists, remix Dolly Parton's Jolene, got like all this country. Like, she even took us, like, maybe when Texas in where they used to play like country music and all that stuff. So she, like, you can't miss it. You can't listen to the album, and even if you are trying to be controversial, you can't listen to the album and say, oh, it's not country. But like I said in the tweet, Beyoncé didn't come out to say, oh, don't box me into being country. I'm not a country artist. I'm a pop artist. Oh, fuck you. My brother has more money than you. Nobody's... So just make the music you're going to make. He's a bigger artist now. Like, you know, he's more global now. All of them are more global now. So if he... So if he makes a pure R&B album, I'm telling you, the Grammys will see it as such. You know, make an R&B album, maybe feature the new R&B cats here and there, sprinkle it. Like, if the music is good enough, they are going to nominate you for an R&B category. So, again, you know, the label Afrobeats has come to stay. Let's just accept it. And I'll keep on saying, let's just accept it as the umbrella term for the music that comes out of Nigeria and Africa in general. Then, if you want to make your music, make your music. Make R&B, make hip-hop, make whatever it is you want to make. And the music will do the talking, I'm telling you.
Yeah, so, like, I kind of understand, you know, where he's coming from and all that. As always, the music will do the talking. Because we just finished, like, the Grammys just... We just wrapped up the Grammys.
Yeah.
I remember where Burna got nominated for. He got a nomination for, like, melodic rap performance.
Yes.
Like, we never guessed that, you know, he's an Afrobeat artist. He does Afrobeat fusion or whatever music he does. Yeah. But still at the end, like, a part of that, like, within that album, which we said was hip-hop heavy, rap heavy, a certain song was taken out of that. Like, okay, this is a rap melodic performance. Exactly. And he got nominated for that. Also, the fact that Beyoncé did say this is not a country album.
Yes.
I know I should say that because the powers that be in country, you know, like how they would say, okay, for it to be a country album, it must do this. And she's saying, hey, look, I am, as always, I think it's Nick Disson, but she's saying, I am bigger than genres. I am Beyoncé. I make music. So if I'm making music and I'm taking country elements, and that's country elements, but it's not a country album. I'm just doing what I do. That's why, you know, at the end of the, you know, she did a couple of flips. I don't know if there was a Timbo or Swizz production on one of those tracks that was just exactly that kind of felt like real Texas.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. So as always, yes, the labeling is all different now, but if you want to do the kind of music you want to do, no matter what, it will still break out of the umbrella that you're put underneath.
Yeah.
Case in point, Tyler's album is heavy amapiano. Like, it's the same drums all through. But it's categorized as a pop album.
Yep.
Yeah, because she's doing a whole lot of singing. A whole lot of pop sing, like, you know, catchy pop singing it'll be. So, again, do the music you do and... It'll pop out.
Another case in point, this new guy that Buju signed, that Tapes guy, that I think the name of the song is Folake. the every time I see that maybe the song is trending or whatever, people are like, you know, trying to clown him and everything. They're always clowning us. See, this one later now, this one will come and say his album is not selling. He's not doing Afrobeats. So, but you get what I'm saying? Like, he's just singing. He's a Nigerian guy. I don't know, we call it Afrobeats, but everybody that listens to it already knows that this is not your traditional Afrobeats in quotes. Like, you know, it's like he's doing pop R&B. So those kind of things, like once you get in the studio, you know, be inspired however it is you want. I even support it. Make be genreless if you want to be. But at the end of the day, if there are like maybe strings on it, it's country. If there's like drum patterns, it's R&B. If there's this is rap. So that's those things are just like technicalities, you know, for like the Grammys and how to categorize music. But just to make music, man. I guess that's it for me, man.
Yeah, okay, so back all right. To all our beautiful chapter two of like our fan mail. So he goes on to say, I personally never agree with the genre of them, Asake, Davido, Fireboy, etc., being called Afro Beats. Maybe it should be called Afro Dance or Afro Life, Afro Beats plus High Life. But it's definitely different from other existing genres based on the rhythm, lingo, and drum patterns that go along with it. But our artists should own it and rubber stamp it.
Yeah,
because exactly. It's all those things, man. Yay, points, man. We're just getting through the door. It's too early to tear it down. Oh, points again, Paul. There are lots of genres out there that don't get global recognition, especially on the big stages. You don't see separate awards for drum and bass, techno and house. They have huge followings and fan base. Maybe they classify them under pop, but not singled out and given recognition like Afrobeat has done so far. Exactly. All this aside, I also think maybe these major labels have some sort of metric they set for these artists to meet beginning sign off on an album release, like online engagements, because these artists keep following this predictive trend of saying and doing some wild shit online before dropping their albums. From Burner to Drake to Janelle Monáe, same formula. It becomes so obvious that they know we peep this game, but do it anyways. My goats, Oluwayi, only remember his social logins when he wants to drop new material. Damn, this family will take the whole pod time to read. Sorry, feel free to summarize. I remain loyal. Yo, shout out, Paul. Shout out. Yo, shout out to you, man. Shout out to you. That was a lot, but it does still retain our point of saying that, yeah, man, do the music you want to do and stop tearing down Afrobeats. That's it.
Stop tearing down Afrobeats. The part two that he was talking about, like, do you think, like, it is, like, labels and all these guys have, like, oh, we're about to release music next week, we're going to say something controversial, we're going to abuse Nigerians, as in the case of...
I don't think it's labels behind it, but I do believe that labels might be bringing, you know, data to them and analytics to them and saying, hey, look, your engagement is down. Like, they'll say, oh, look, this person is being spoken about a lot. Yeah. This is how many people are streaming his album right now. This person is being, you know, this is a topic on ground right now. This is how much streams is generated from this artist just this last week. So, you have new music coming out. Hey, you have to engage your fans online. They might just say you have to engage your fans online, or maybe they even had...
And Nigerians would be like, bet.
No, but Nigerians, okay.
I'm richer than you. I'm 5 Mercedes Benz. Who's your father?
No, but it could also be that, you know, they might be having, like, it's just like us now, right now. We're having, like, debates. We have different debates in group chats.
Yeah,
and all of a sudden, someone says, hey, look, man, this debate you're having in group chat, just go put it online. Like, things are going to happen if you put this online. Yes, some things you just keep in the group chats, man. But sometimes, hey, in this analytics world of music and algorithms and all that.
I don't like it, but I think it's necessary now, man.
My problem is, why not just go on, like, like a pod, or just go sit down with someone, have a little interview. Why don't people do that?
Most Nigerians, and by saying most Nigerians, I'm saying top three, top four. I mean, Davido is kind of free in his interviews, because, but you see, like, a Burna or a Wiz, for them doing it, that they don't like people asking them questions, you know, questioning them and all those kind of things. And I don't know. And again, it also falls down to maybe like podcasters, radio presenters, and all these guys. You see the quality of podcasts out there, and you're like, ugh, am I ready to go on? I'm not calling any names of radio stations, but most of the stations go on this radio. The question they're going to ask you are going to be like, really? Yeah, this is the question you're asking me in 2024 and all that kind of thing. So I don't know. Sometimes I don't blame them, but I just hate that it has to be like a content era, a controversial era. And I'm praying that we grow out of it. See, for like Beyonce now, she wants to release an album. She won't do anything controversial. Leading up to the album, she will do, you know, align with brand, do what they call the, what's the name of that thing? Super Bowl. Do like a Super Bowl show. Like, you already know Beyonce is coming. Then give a few blogs to be talking about her. But she doesn't come. And I know she's one of one anyway, but.
One of one, man.
Yeah,
one of
one. It's difficult. Say Kanye now, like I was talking about. If Kanye doesn't get his socials and does say something stupid, an album is not coming.
Yeah, because I think Kanye's one is different because already most blogs and most media things have shunned him because of him. Like, he has shunned them as well. So in order for him to get his own, he can only do his own promotion by jumping on his socials. So I cannot get his madness, or whatever you want to call that. But like, I do get your point on Wiz and Burna not being like comfortable in interviews, so they don't really sit well and they don't really even answer the questions properly.
Yeah,
even if they go on an Apple Music,
they're not to knock them. They are not like, you know, they're not like the most interesting people to interview, to be honest. Like, they don't. The way they will answer you, you have to keep asking questions. But you have to keep probing. Yeah, you can ask the one question, I will carry it to different places, tell you a story of how this one, that one. So like, interesting. But imagine interviewing like an Ashake now. You see, you're going to keep probing, or until he starts feeling comfortable, or maybe he does an interview with someone who's comfortable with. So again, sometimes I don't blame them.
It's
the only way they can get the metrics out, then it's fine.
Okay, so rant away is basically what we say. Advise them to rant away. All right, then.
But for emerging artists, if you can keep it classy and keep it simple, please do, by all means. You need to open your body parts and all this other thing. I saw online yesterday, I'm like, what's going on? Why? Because of his single.
And we're going to get into that, but, you know, let's move on.
Let's move on to new songs we picked this week. Let's start with Psalm 23 by Spinal and Tenny. This one was produced by Jay Saints and Spinal. And it sounds like the log drums and amapiano music that's out there. So if you're still into that, it really plays well. It's a good song. So if you're still into amapiano, log drums and all that stuff, it plays well. But if you're not, then you're probably skipping it. But it's a good song altogether. So I like it. No complaints.
Yo, this is a banger to me, man. It's sweet. It's nice. I think it plays real well, man. Forget that it's, you know, love drums or whatever you want to call it. So I'm a piano or whatever you want to call it. But it's a really dope song. Love Tenny on it. Yeah, so shout out to Spinner.
Shout out Tenny Makanaki. Let's move on to Casanova by Bayani. This one was produced by Sparks. She's already laughing. Sounds like those maybe songs that you really don't care much for, but you know, at the end of the day, you'll be in it everywhere because of marketing dollars. over to you.
Because of marketing, is it because of marketing dollars? Wow. Yeah, already, you know, when we were trying to, Casanova is trying to sell this song online, you know, so I don't even know what's the angle of this.
So with Bayani, he doesn't have the looks or personality to carry this thing is doing. That's in my opinion, and I really hope that he doesn't listen to this. But anyways, so there was a video I saw. You know, one, he was doing like a TikTok. live.
TikTok,
one girl, like very big bum bum, walks past. You know, you see it and you see him and you're like, publicity. But I get his publicity, but it doesn't even fit his...
Yeah, it feels out of place. So it just feels out
of place. Right. Yeah, it doesn't fit his image in terms of, you know, the song he's singing. So I don't know if there's a disconnect, but if it was another person, imagine it was like a burner doing live and one girl with big... burner. But with him, it just looked like this was out of place. Publicity for nothing, and there's one he did yesterday. If you can check the last page, I'm not going to.
I'm not going to
promote his single, but I saw it, then I'm like,
I'm going to drop any pause worthy.
To reach his own, and I can't really like go in on any Don Jazzy. They always accept my collaborations, so I can't really say, to reach his own.
My thing is that maybe this is the image he wants to build. Like, you know, sometimes I don't know, because I don't follow him on any socials. Maybe on TikTok he has like some wild sessions and everyone's like, oh man, that had like this amount of views, and like, you know what, maybe that's what I'll do for my next single. Or they're just, you know, they've gone through and seen like, oh, what artist has the most engagement and basic what you know content are they putting out. And they're like, yo, man, you got to do it. You got to do it. I know. Of course, someone be this year. Like, yo, man, trust me, it'll bang. Pause. And so, exactly. And that's what it did. Which now takes away totally from me, because I don't even like the song. So that's just another thing. Like, the song is, it doesn't get over the hump.
It doesn't.
Pause again.
Anyways. Shout out to him, man. Let's move on to another Maven artist, 4 Days by Magix. Same producer, Sparks. Not a bad jam at all to me. I feel like Magix is finding his sound and his voice. He has this distinct voice that, you know, helps him carry a song. So I'm not really mad at this one. I like it. I feel like they should have still been pushing the song before this one. That one, as in Mankind's on Weekend. I can't remember the name of that. But that song, I feel like they should be pushing it and not dropping this one. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe like an EP is coming or whatever. But it's not a bad song to me. I like it.
Yeah, just so the fact that song you're talking about is okay, which is which is an awesome song. It still plays on my playlist. And I feel like this is just... To me, with Magic standard now, so his standard, he has a standard for me now. I feel like this is like two or three steps below his standard, because I was like, just the awkward, catchy kind of, you know, normal, you know, Afrobeats, or I'm begging for a babe, my fault to my face, blah, 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 decrease. Nah. Magic's, you're better than this.
I like him, now I can say if I hear a Magic song, I can say for sure,
that's another thing. Like, I like his voice and all that, but I didn't like the lyrics of this, so that's just me.
Alright, let's move on to Shut Down by Spyro and Fino. I feel like this is another person that has found his lane, call it whatever you want to call it. He has found his lane and the formula that works for him. Catchy sing song choruses. This one is no different. It's that Spyro sound that you know, with a mix of High Life. Very catchy. I'm sure it's be all over like TikTok and radio soon. Another jam I'm not really, you know, crazy about, but I'm not mad at it. Shut Down by Spyro and Fino. What say you?
You know, this would be We Have Made It, Let's Pop Some Bottles kind of song. Yeah. You know, praise be to God. we've made it now. Other people were making it. I was there waiting for my turn. Now it's my turn. I'm popping some bottles. So this is that formula, which of course sometimes you can't get wrong with it. So yeah, it's just another song for me.
Just another song for show. Let's move on to Love Practitioner by An Endless Ocean. One of my favorite guys. This is my best drop of the week. I haven't heard one bad single from this guy. Dope songwriting, dope voice. This guy will soon take off. Anytime I'm on his socials, he's building his fan base, you know, putting his own shows together. People are following him. People are, you know, shouting. So, Love Practitioner, dope song. I like it.
Yo, to be honest, I dropped the ball on this because this is the first time I was hearing it. I was like, who is this? And then I went in and listened to this album and dropped an album last year. Really good artist. I think it was really good, and I really like this song. Yes, it's my second favorite song of the week. So really good song, really good artist. Shout out to him, man. An really Endless good Ocean. Really good stand out. Really good name too. An Endless Ocean.
Yeah, really good name. Yeah, I don't like to box him in. I know he does mostly gospel songs, but in the spirit of not boxing anybody in.
It's an endless ocean. You can't be boxed in. Wow, look at that.
Look at that. Look at you rhyming. That's it for me from all the songs we listened to. I don't know if you bumped any other thing you want to add.
Wasn't there Toya didn't release a song as well this week?
I saw a performance from him, but I don't think I listened to the song. I don't know if you did.
Oh man, I did listen to the song Quarter Life Crisis. I was just like, automatically I'm like, look, what are these 25-year-olds going through now? That's, you know.
It's a pandemic.
Quarter Life Crisis. And I'm just like, what are you going through? I don't know what it is. But it's a really good song. Like, I liked it. It kind of plays like an Ashake song, you know, with the, crowd chorus and all that kind of thing. But it's a totally different song, totally different vibe. I like it real a lot. I liked it a lot. So check it out. Toye, Quarter Life Crisis.
Check it out. Quarter Life Crisis. I saw a snippet of the song on, I think one of those Instagram accounts. I mean, it sounded really dope. So you guys should check it out. Quarter Life Crisis by Toye. Let's move on to the fives. I got my An Endless Ocean fives. And when Show joined us, we spotlighted this guy like twice. I think he makes fantastic music. In no particular order, these are my Money Bank Guarantee song by An Endless Ocean. A song called Nazarene is my favorite song from him. There's also Day and Night of his. I don't know how to. He adds like words together, so you have to like be breaking it down to know what it is. So I don't know what this one is. It's Ape Irogon. But I'm sure by the time he clicks what it is, I'm like, oh shit, that's it. But anyways, off his Ape Irogon album. This one is for all you worship guys out there. Then there's Imagine of his Decagon EP. Then there's LNB. You guys check out LNB, another favorite of mine. Alone is the last one here. You guys should totally check him out. Again, I don't really want to box him into doing gospel because it sings fantastic, it writes wonderfully well. Side notes, for some reason, like, gospel music is blowing up right now. Like, gospel music and gospel personalities, I don't know why, but mostly gospel music. Gospel personalities is another podcast, but gospel music is really big, especially on TikTok. So, Nigerians, I don't know what people are going through. I don't know
what
people are
going through. What are you going through, man? What are we going through?
I don't know what it is. Everybody's turning to God now and worship songs. But yeah, gospel music is really blowing up. That's just what observation I
have. Look at what you've done.
I noticed. Yeah, so that's my fire for the week, man. And I'm so sure you guys should check him out. Dope guy.
So I was actually going to do a five of like top billion streams albums.
Okay.
And of course, I mean, it kind of has, like, there's no brainer on my top five.
Yeah.
I think African Giant is number one. I have Timeless as number two. Made in Lagos is number three. But it's a random one that I saw that was 1 billion streams. And that is what I wanted to talk about even just before I even jumped into it. Is like, Kiss Daniel has a 1 billion stream album.
I would never have guessed.
Like, I'm sitting right here and just trying to understand how is it possible? But he does. Like, the Maverick album is on 1 billion streams.
That's crazy.
Unless, like, you know, these numbers are not true. Anyways, at number four, I have Rave and Roses Ultra, which I just like the Ultra parts. So, not exactly talking about the Rave and Roses album, but the Ultra part, because those additional songs are really great. And then, of course, I have Ashake. So, just that's the only thing I was just like, how these kids do this over and over again?
Man, it's, I don't know.
The formula is crazy to me.
I don't know what it is. And I don't know why, if we don't respect him enough in general. Like, he's been there for a while. He's constantly drop hits. You know, people love his albums. But for some reason, he just doesn't get that respect.
I also think it's because his albums are not like universal favorites. Like, you know, like Alashake will drop an album now, and it's like, that is the
everybody
talk.
Everybody likes it, yeah.
Everybody's talking about it. Everybody's talking about different songs on it. Yeah. Everybody's talking about something on it. And I feel like his is always like just one song that's really big throughout. And it's either you hate the song or you love the song, and there's nothing else. Like, no one's talking about any other thing. Like, no one's playing any other songs. Like, till like there's another single that everybody's now like, he's now pushing. So I always feel like there's a little disconnect with how he pushes his albums or his projects. But yeah,
that's it. I'm not surprised actually. If he makes his number, if he has 1 billion streams, I'm actually not surprised.
I'm surprised.
Anyway, let's quickly get into the charts this week. Top three staying the same, so let's just quickly dive in and dive out. Different pattern by Shay Vibe, coming down at number 10. Big Things, Young Junkies, Daniel, coming down number 9. New on the chart, making his debut, 100 million of the Modu Black featuring Tiwa Savage. Tony Montana, Skepta and Protebo, coming down to number 7. Another debut, Luna by Bella Shmurda, making it to number 6. Romeo Must Die, Ruga and Buju, coming down to number 5. Showa by Kiss Daniel, climbing up to number 4. 3, we have Come As by A Star. 2, we have Twitter by Kiss Daniel and Davido. And 1, we have Ebu by Chiki and Mubad. So, still staying the same last week and this week. So, let's move on to Eliminate this week. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's go.
Are you ready? All right, let me pull it up. This week I did... What's this album? I Told Them Edition by Burna. So, almost playoff style too. But I just took out the first song, which is like an intro, and, you know, just scattered it and removed all the interludes. So we have Sitting on Top of the World versus If I'm Lying. I'm dying. Sitting on Top of the World versus If I'm Lying.
All the season, the worst time. Of course, it's our mind, man. Come on, if I'm lying. Let's go.
The show says Brandy should not sit anywhere near here. So,
not anywhere near the top, man.
All right, so let's move on to Big 7 versus They Play.
Yo. No, it has to be Day Play, man. It has to be Day Play, man. It's Day Play, man. Nobody's playing with that.
Nobody's playing with that. Let's move on to Trusted, I'll Be Tested, Approved, and Trusted. It says Giza. Giza featuring Shane Bad, Tested, Approved, and Trusted.
I know we have the Audio Max Master on Giza, but... man. Tested, Approved, and Trusted. Trusted.
We have I'm Innocent. I'm Cheated on Me versus City Boys. There's no week show doesn't play City Boys and showing off his sneakers on. I'm like, we only get sneakers. We don't hear.
City Boys, brother. City Boys. Come on, man.
Right. City Boys. Show. Let's move on to If I'm Lying versus Tested, Approved, and Trusted.
If I'm lying. God. If I'm lying.
Makes it to the semifinals. City Boys versus They Play. I like that little run from City Boys, Big 7, and They Play. That's like my favorite run on that album.
Yo,
as a shutter, but
Yo, man, this is a hard one, man. This should have been a final. You know what? I'm a bit different. I'm gonna go with day play.
Rat Show is going with day play. So we have one of the best songs on the album, If I'm Lying, and a favorite of mine, day play.
Yo, man, when he sings If I'm Lying, man, that's like artistry. The production is loud. Wretch. And he's actually, you know, he performs the song so well, man. Words are, lyrics are dope. But we want these jams, man. We want these jams. We want these jams. Don't play with Burner, man. Don't play with it. So they play with it.
All right, they play with it for show on the I Told Them edition. We Burner. And with that, we've come to the end of another interesting episode. Thank you guys for listening to this episode of Afrobeats Weekly. We hope you enjoyed it. New episode of the podcast drops every Monday. Make sure you subscribe. Apple, Google, Spotify, wherever you get your podding from. We would love to hear from you. Be like Paul. You can write us 3 chapters, 4 chapters. We read everything. Afrobeats Weekly. Leave us comments, suggestions, and send emails to fanmail@afrobeatspod. Also, don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Instagram on @Afrobeats. We'll catch you in the next episode, people. Peace out and bye.
Peace.